This is Christoph Kassoon, and you're listening to ASISU Speaks. Welcome to this week's edition of ASISU Speaks. Today in the studio with me, I have Senator Sandeep Dhakal representing the College of Arts and Letters. Tell me a little bit about where you're from and how you knew about ISU.
Okay, so as Christoph said, my name is Sandeep Dhakal, and I'm an international student from Nepal. I've been in ISU for a little more than 3 years now, and it's been an amazing experience so far. So how I heard about ISU was when someone from ISU, I can't tell who, was in Nepal and presented us about how ISU is, all the things you can do around here, and that's how it got into my list, was how many natural resources and how many things you could do around here. So it was just one of the universities in my long list, but its pros outnumbered its cons, I guess. So
yep,
I'm here now.
So did you always know that you wanted to study in the United States?
Not always. It was when I was a senior in high school that I decided I was going to do it.
Mm.
Like the research opportunities and all the opportunities that you would be bestowed with, I'd say, here,
uh-huh,
was not available back in that country. So I figured, you know, it would be the best for myself if I come here for my further education.
Absolutely. I completely agree. As an international student, I went through a similar experience as you.
Mm-hmm.
The international programs office sent down their recruiters to Trinidad, and they came to my high school and got me all excited about applying, and they were like, apply and we have funding. And within no time at all, I had gotten accepted and gotten through with funding, like, thankfully. And ISU was the only place I had applied to. I didn't even apply anywhere else. So
yeah, I'd applied to quite a few places, most of them in the East Coast.
Yeah.
And I had acceptance letters from them, too. But, like, this was the cheapest university that,
yes,
I could go to with my major. And a lot of the universities that I applied to didn't have my major because I hadn't decided back then.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a great one. ISU is incredibly affordable.
Yeah.
Incredibly affordable.
Exactly, yeah, it is.
Yeah. So did you have any experience around politics at all growing up, or maybe in high school, or
politics? Not, I wouldn't call it politics, but like it's high school, you know. So like I was involved in a lot of organizations and on school.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have, in Nepal, we have houses. Like, all the students are divided into four houses, like red, blue, green,
uh-huh,
and yellow.
Uh-huh.
And I was a house captain. So I would be in the front of the assembly, you know, just talking and, you know, asking people. Like, I don't know if you guys have it here, but in Nepal we have it, like, an assembly at the,
yep,
beginning of school.
And same as my high school.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And yeah, like I would just be standing up there asking people to, you know, cover up, you know, stand at ease and like attention and all that kind of stuff. So
Nepal goes through the British system of education. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it is.
Same as Trinidad. So a lot of the things I was saying, it's making sense to me because that's exactly how I, my high school experience was. We had four houses and each house had a color.
Yeah.
And we had like a sports day and
yeah,
all the
exactly,
houses would,
yeah,
be against,
uh-huh,
each other. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I hadn't thought about it in a while. But
a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know you've been involved in a lot of leadership positions on campus. So why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
So when I first got here, like, mm-hmm, I wasn't involved in basically anything. I was just going around, seeing what ISU had to offer. But
mm-hmm,
my second semester, I started getting involved in mechanical engineering,
mm-hmm,
club. It's called ASME. So it's American Society for Mechanical Engineers.
Mm-hmm.
And another organization or a club on campus called the SAE, Society of Automotive Engineers. So I was involved in those two. I was just, you know, I just wanted to see what we could do as students,
mm-hmm,
to foster the name of ISU. So I got involved in that. And then later on, I became a secretary for SAE. And yeah, that was about all the organizations I was involved in. But I was in a resident assistant for,
uh-huh,
2 years. So my sophomore and my junior year, I was a resident assistant. And I got to meet a lot of new people, got to create events for them. Like, it was a lot of fun, like, having people go through the similar experience, similar freshman experience as you do, and you can just help them, you know, build themselves as a Bengal.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's a really good feeling you get.
Do you think that feeling maybe inspired you to seek office in ASISU?
That was basically what inspired me,
yeah,
too. Like, so I decided not to do the RA position for my senior year because mm-hmm. there would be a lot of workload. But
right.
I still wanted to get involved on campus and, you know, do something to ISU, give something back to ISU before I left, you know. So I wanted to get involved in the ASISU Senate because I felt like that would be the best option to do it. And
yeah, and
here I am.
I think you made a fantastic choice, particularly for students, I think, who've been involved in, you know, student organizations and have been involved in other leadership positions on campus. If you're kind of looking for something that's a bit more fluid, but you can still be very involved, ASISU is such a great option because you can take all those skills you've learned from club leadership and kind of apply it to a new level of accountability, of work, of programming. So I think that's great. I like how you made those steps.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're going to try to encourage anyone who has leadership experience before.
Yeah,
definitely. We're going to be recruiting you.
ASISU is definitely the place to go.
Definitely the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a home. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I feel like we've only been, what, in office for a few weeks now since school started, and we've already bonded so much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a great experience.
Definitely. So tell me a little bit about your college, Science and Engineering. Is there anything you want to highlight about your college or your program?
College of Science and Engineering,
mm-hmm.
I feel like ISU has a pretty good, you know, programs under the College of Science and Engineering.
Yeah.
Except for computer science, all of them are accredited, and
mm-hmm.
they have been for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the programs here are pretty good. The fundings, I wouldn't say they're the best, but, like, it's getting through.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for the engineering department, like, getting more funding would definitely be the first thing that we can improve on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and everything else I feel like is pretty good in the college. The management, like
the
professors,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the faculty, they're awesome. Like, they're so helpful, and they're, you know, there will always be people eager to help you if you have a problem. So I feel like that's great.
Yeah, definitely. ISU, we have some great programs,
mm-hmm.
some fantastic departments.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something we really shouldn't just take for granted, because in other schools, some people don't even see their professors unless they're in class
mm-hmm.
or, I don't know, they're working with them specifically on something. But we have an ability to be friends with our professors.
Yeah.
We can, like, talk to them and get advice and get mentorship and help them, like, grow the department, you know. We have input.
Yeah. And the other thing about Science and Engineering department is we do have a lot of research opportunities out there.
Nice.
Like, even on campus, we have so many things, I feel like, but a lot of students don't realize that. Like, they just don't bother looking for it. So if you want some opportunities, if you're looking for it, like, just if you just put some effort into it,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, like, you can find anything in here. Like, there, I don't know, like, anything that I've looked for, I've found it here. Like, you just have to talk to the right person, have the right links, and you'll be set.
Agreed. Like, all you have to do is ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Literally,
yeah.
Just go up and ask a question and say, hey, I'm interested in this. Where do you think I can go to make this happen?
Yeah.
And ISU is such an integrated community. So even if, I don't know, your faculty or staff member, whoever, can't necessarily help you themselves, they can always direct you to where you need to go, to the right department, to the right resource.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all right here. Do you have any plans for this year in office? Is there anything you think you want to try to accomplish or change or make happen? Or if you want to, anything you want to work on?
So the first thing I was thinking
mm-hmm.
of was replacing all the chalkboards in the physical science building with whiteboards. Like, it was on my speech too, and I already emailed the dean about it. And
nice.
I'm just waiting for his response to see, you know, how we could go about doing that. And the other thing is, I was planning on increasing the number of tutors for the engineering department, because all we have are TAs. So all we can do is either go to professors or the TA's office hour and then just ask for help. But mm-hmm. if we had like tutoring sessions for each higher level engineering classes or physics classes, mm-hmm. then I feel like that would help a lot to all the students. So,
yeah, that is a great idea. I think we should all be trying to update our buildings and make them a little more modern.
Oh, yeah.
As far as we can. And funding, of course, it's such a huge barrier to yep. student success and to students' ability to like conduct research and take up opportunities. So I think overall ASISU definitely wants to make that a priority this year, expanding that funding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should definitely work on that.
Definitely. What's your favorite thing about ISU?
I would say the community. You know, like, I feel like the community is more like a family in here. So, I don't know, people are really friendly. That's the first thing I noticed when I got here.
Same.
Like when I first got here, I was like, wow, like, everyone's just so friendly and nice in here. It's, you know, it felt weird for a while, but I got, you know, after I got used to it, it was fun. Like, that's what I loved about ISU. I was even thinking about transferring a year and a half ago, but I didn't end up doing it just because of, like, I liked my circle and the people that I knew in ISU, you know? So it made me feel like I belonged here, you know?
Well, I'm very glad you didn't transfer. That would have been a huge loss.
Yeah, like, I'm glad I didn't.
What do you think are some of the biggest problems ISU is facing right now?
Funding would definitely be one mm-hmm. of those. But since we've already mm-hmm. talked about it, I feel like the other thing we need to do uh-huh. here in ISU is boost up Bengal pride, you know, like, so to the point where people would be, you know, excited to be a Bengal, like how you support your favorite football teams, you know, like, so if you're wearing a Bengal jersey somewhere else in Idaho, then you'd be hyped, you know, like,
yeah.
so if the Bengal spirit is just too high in ISU, then I feel like it would even influence anywhere else in Idaho. So I feel like that's something we definitely need to do.
I completely agree. Yeah, we need to raise that Bengal flag and mm-hmm. make sure everybody's waving it.
Yeah.
Because, it's great that everybody's saying we're trying to make the school great and do everything, but if nobody's committed and engaged to the mission of the school and if they don't have pride in what we stand for, it doesn't really make any sense, right? So we need to make sure we're, especially with the new and coming freshmen,
mm-hmm.
to get them on this team with us to to raise Bengal spirit and be a little bit more engaged.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you have your school spirit, you know, like, if you feel your school spirit, then you belong on campus, you know? So, like, you feel like you are a part of school. Okay. So you're a Bengal, too, you know? It's not just the university's mascot or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just you. You, if you're a part of ISU, you're a Bengal.
Yes.
So that's the spirit that we need in here.
I completely agree. And I think this year we're going to do some good work making that happen, especially with our president and vice president.
Oh, yeah.
And they've made raising Bengal pride a huge priority this year, and mm-hmm. Trying to redo how we do tailgates and reevaluate how we connect with our students. I feel hopeful.
Yeah, I am too. Like, I feel like it'd work.
So do you have any plans to maybe seek office in the future after ASISU?
I don't know. I'm planning on working for a couple of years before I join my master's program or any graduate programs, honestly. But
do you want to work in the United States?
Yeah, until I complete my graduate degree, at least.
Nice, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to work here for a couple of years and get some work experience. And then I don't know where I'm headed after that. Maybe somewhere in Europe or back home. Or we'll see. We'll
see
how it goes.
The world is our oyster.
Yeah, so this is a huge world. We can just go wherever we want.
What do you want the community to know about international students?
I feel like a lot of things
mm-hmm.
The community doesn't understand is how different the rest of the world is compared to the United States.
Uh-huh.
So, like, people who are born and raised here can't really grasp the understanding of how the outside world is until they have been there sometime. So, like, getting used to these cultures and everything that goes on here takes a while. So, like, if, you know, like, for international students, at least, if a people, like, so if you meet a new international student mm-hmm. or like if there's a freshman that you know, then like helping them understand the American culture and mm-hmm. how everything works in here would be a great thing. Like, if that could happen, then I think it would help a lot of international students in ISU. And I feel like there are a lot of international students in ISU, so
yeah,
that would definitely be a plus.
Yeah, I think that's a great suggestion. International students come here from all over the world, and yeah. I mean, I'm lucky because at least I spoke English fluently before yeah. I came here, so I overcame a huge barrier just from where I'm from. But I mean, for the majority of international students who have a less functional grasp of English uh-huh. yeah. until they get here, they really depend on being here to grow those skills. Yeah. And you, as you said, just getting used to the culture, getting used to the food, getting used to the climate. Uh-huh. That was a huge problem for me.
Yeah, same. Like, I lived on campus for, like, when I was a freshman, I was on campus, and getting used to the food was the hardest part for me because, I don't know, it was just completely different. Taste was different. The spices were different.
Yeah.
Like, I just couldn't eat anything. And, yeah, as I grew used to it, like, it was easier, but for the first few months, it was rough.
Pretty rough. But we made it.
Yep.
We made it. We grew. We learned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So exactly. Have you been involved in any of the cultural nights?
Yes, yeah. I have. I've been involved with the International Night and Nepalese Night.
Uh-huh.
So
fantastic events yeah. that happen in the spring. So look out for those dates.
Uh-huh. Yes, they mm-hmm. are amazing. So I'm planning on being involved this year, too, because,
nice.
You know, it might be my last year at ISU, so
right.
I'm planning on doing that. But
taking yeah. advantage of these opportunities before we go.
Uh-huh, yeah, yes. exactly. But yeah. last year, I was a MC for the Nepalese Night.
Nice.
And I also performed. I've performed in Nepalese Night a couple of times now, and it's fun. It's always fun, you know, like, getting that experience. It's all about, life is all about experience, you uh-huh. know, so as long as you keep doing things that makes you happy, that's all that matters.
Exactly. And you get to represent your country and
yeah.
kind of show the community what our world is like.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun. Like, it's my favorite events at Idaho State.
Yeah. International Night especially, like, I helped cook the Nepalese dish in there last year.
Nice.
And it was fun. Like, the cooking experience was fun. The serving experience was fun. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, the overall volunteering part, it was great. Like, you know, I'm glad we have events like this to showcase all the international cultures we have in here.
Yeah.
So all the other students who go to ISU can see all those cultures and be like, wow, you know.
Exactly.
We have all these people in here.
Yeah, you don't even need to leave Idaho to experience it. We'll bring it to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What could be more convenient?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit more about what's going on kind of in the world today. So how do you feel about the current political landscape? Is there anything you feel worried about, or is anything you feel hopeful about?
I actually don't know. I'm not, like, the only place I'm involved in politics is uh-huh. on campus. So,
right.
Like, I am up to date on the current political situation, but I don't have much idea on, you know, what is going on. But we can always be hopeful, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I'm just hoping for the best, but keeping the worst case scenarios in mind.
Right.
So,
absolutely. Do you feel like you pay more attention perhaps to the issues back home?
Not really. I don't know. I feel like I'm stuck somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Where, I think most people are.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Where I don't really know what's going on back home and know most of the things that are going on here, but, like, you know, still not doing, you know, putting on any effort to
right.
know more about any of those. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of hard when you kind of live in two worlds like this. Because,
uh-huh.
of course, there are things going on back home we care about and want to be involved in.
Yeah.
But then here we kind of have a responsibility too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
To represent the voice of students and do the best we can to make it better for everyone. As a last question, do you have any advice for any young people out there who might be interested in running for student government, or maybe interested in the science and engineering field, or just wanting to come to ISU?
Yeah. So if you're planning on coming to ISU, get involved. Or if you are in ISU too, get involved as much as possible. Like, it's never a bad thing. You'll always, I swear to you, you'll enjoy every opportunity that you get. you're just going to miss everything that he don't take. So, you know, get involved. And if you have some leadership experience and you would like to build up even more on that, then I would definitely recommend joining ASISU and, you know, having your say in the student government. So I feel like that's definitely a plus. So if you're in ISU or are planning on coming to ISU, I would definitely recommend a lot of leadership activities, getting mm-hmm. involved with clubs and all the activities that goes on campus.
Yeah.
And if you are even more interested in the leadership field, definitely join ASISU and become a senator or any of the officers that we have.
Yes, fantastic, perfect. Thank you so much for being here with me, Sandeep.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, Christoph.
Thank you.